Chapter 14.
Whirling through the jungle was a blizzard of bird moths. They were as bright as jewels, sabaline blue and rardo red and corotil yellow. And they were squeaking and chirping like 1,000 tiny astromechs during an ion barrage. Some were as small as a human fingernail, but a few were the size of a Bith's head, and nothing was trying to eat any of them. The stalks of the club mosses had grown knobby with tree turtles, and the ferns sagged with the weight of dangling wing snakes. Most disconcerting of all, the ground tremors had stopped, and the volcano had ceased rumbling. It was, as the saying went, all too calm. And as Luke reached the jungle's edge, where a sandy bank descended to the beach, he saw why. Dozens of huge Drendek lizards were wheeling over the river, their great wings blotting out the blue sun. Closer to shore, a colony of long-legged reptiles that looked like a cross between eepies and emaciated nerfs stood ankle-deep in the crimson water, drinking in peace while a carpet of golden smother pads floated nearby. 30 meters from the shore, the Sith's Emiak sat squatting on its S-shaped landing struts, its drooping wingtips hanging down so far they almost touched the azure sand.
"Hey," Ben said, stopping at the jungle's edge beside Luke. "The shadow's gone."
"Very observant, Jedi Skywalker," Luke said. "But if you expect to impress me, tell me who took her."
"Too easy, old man."
Ben looked high into the sky, suggesting that he had come to the same conclusion Luke had, that Abeloth had stolen the ship and escaped the planet.
"I suppose this makes me a master?"
"Not quite." Luke glanced over, quietly checking to make sure Ben's wound had not come unglued, and that he was holding up okay after their long run from the pool of knowledge.
"To make master, you'd have to bring her back."
"The ship? Or just Ab..."
Ben's question was cut short by a muffled crackle of force lightning coming from deep in the jungle behind them. They dropped over the sandy bank and whirled around to peer back through the foliage. Even drawing on the force to sharpen his vision, Luke could see only 20 meters or so through the bird moth blizzard and tangled curtain of fronds. He extended his force awareness in the direction from which the sound had come and sensed only the planet's primordial miasma of life, voracious and alien, and tinged with darkness. Fortunately, both Skywalkers were already hiding in the Force, so it seemed unlikely the Sith could sense their location any better than he could theirs. But with Ben injured, the shadow gone, and Abeloth on the loose, that was not much comfort.
"Sith," Ben whispered. "Probably chasing Vistara."
"Or wanting us to think they are," Luke replied. He pulled a thermal detonator off his equipment harness and started back up the bank.
"Go prep the Emiaks."
Ben grabbed his elbow.
"Dad, no."
Luke looked back, saw the concern in his son's eyes, and sighed.
"You're worried about the girl?"
"I saw Talon hit her during the fight," Ben said. "They might believe her interference was on purpose."
"If they believed that, she'd be dead already," Luke replied. "Ben, I know you like bringing pretty girls to the light side, but Vistara isn't like Tahiri. She was raised a Sith."
"Dad, that force lightning was meant for someone, and it wasn't us,"
Ben replied.
"It has to be Vistara."
"No argument there. They're trying to set her up to infiltrate."
"They already did that,"
Ben replied.
"How many times do you think they're going to use the same old trick?"
"Until we quit falling for it."
Ben winced, but seemed to recognize the truth of what Luke was saying and nodded.
"Okay, maybe it is the same trick," he admitted. "But it doesn't matter. Vistara is still a Sith. She still knows where Kesh is. And that makes her the best intelligence we have on the enemy. Can we really afford to give that up?"
Luke dropped his chin in surrender. "I suppose not," he admitted.
"But I'm not taking a chance with that girl. Any false moves and..."
"I know. Blaster,"
Ben nodded.
I just think she deserves a chance.
A last chance. Luke returned the detonator to his equipment harness, then pointed his son toward the EMIAX again.
You're going to have to bypass hatch security, so try to enter from the far side of the ship. It may buy you a couple of extra minutes if the Sith arrive before you're in.
Will do, Ben said, smiling. That's what I admire about you, Dad.
Always thinking?
Ben shook his head.
So much confidence in your son.
He started down the bank in leaps and bounds.
How long do you think it'll take me to pop a hatch lock older than you are?